Hello and welcome to the Top 5, where we cast our eyes forward to the week ahead and try to figure out some of the main things to watch for investors. So next week we'll be basically entering a new month and also a new season, and this means plenty of updates on the Australian economy and also global economy as well. But we've had 5 straight weeks of improvements. The Aussie market's basically at the best levels in 11 weeks at this stage. But getting into it, number one will probably still be the coronavirus. Now, you're probably getting sick of hearing this every single week, but it still is very important just to see the number of new cases which are coming through in Australia and overseas, the number of active cases globally as well, especially considering that we're continuing to see the reopening process of the global economy. So it's important to make sure that we are avoiding any sort of second wave. The lower the numbers are in coming weeks and months, the better that's going to be for consumer confidence, for investor confidence, and then probably going to be helpful for markets overall as well. Number two will be US-China tensions. So this week, basically China decided to impose a security law on Hong Kong, due to popular demand, but this was despite also threats of sanctions by the US. So something that will be important to watch in days and weeks ahead will be the American response to this. Basically, President Trump said he will hold a press conference to address this and perhaps announce some sanctions or tariffs or other measures. So this is the sort of thing that could certainly see markets moving around a bit in the early part of next week if there are any sort of substantial actions taken. Number three will be the Reserve Bank board meeting. This takes place on the first Tuesday day of each month, with the exception of January. We've already had the RBA cutting the cash rate twice in March to a record low 0.25%, and it's likely to keep rates at those rock bottom levels for quite an extended period as well. So this is the interest rate basically that the RBA sets each month, and it's important because it has an impact on interest rates on all loan products basically across the country. It's not the be all and end all, but it does certainly still play a part. So that's going to be important to watch. In recent days, we've heard from the Reserve Bank governor, and he seemed a bit more upbeat about the recovery process for the Aussie economy. We'll also hear from the peers of the Reserve Bank overseas in Canada and also in Europe. So the European Central Bank and the Bank of Canada also likely to keep rates at low levels as well. Number four will be economic growth data for the March quarter. This will be out midweek. Basically, a contraction of 0.33% is expected by Aussie economists. Now, this reading is going to be important because it's likely to determine whether or not Australia has a technical recession or not. Now, technical recession is basically when you have two consecutive quarters where the economy is going backwards or contracting. So at this stage, most economists think that will be the case, but it still certainly will receive plenty of attention. And number five will be the US non-farm payrolls. That's just a confusing and complicated way to say an update on jobs in the US. It's actually the most closely watched update on the labour market in America. It's for the month of May. It's a very important report just to see the health of the American economy and employment overall there. So we've had millions of jobs lost in the US recently. The unemployment rate in April actually hit 14.7%, and there's an expectation in markets that we could see the loss of about 8 million jobs in May, and that could see the unemployment rate in America rising to close to 20%. So that will receive attention as well. Now, they're the top five, but there are a few others that deserve a mention. There will be other data and events over the week, from updates on property prices for the month of May, figures on retail spending, manufacturing. There'll be updates on China's economy as well. As far as company events are concerned, not too much that's scheduled that will be released, but we'll get a few companies ex-div and a couple of companies releasing profit results, but none really large enough to make a big dent or impact on the Australian share market. And finally, for those trading over global markets, New Zealand and Germany will have their markets closed on Monday for holidays. Enjoy the week ahead.